Sounds up here if we can get the mic adjusted. So he's serving the people that have captured him and made him a prisoner. And as he's doing that, this viper latches onto his hand, which we know vipers are venomous and they usually make you dead, which isn't a good thing. But Paul just goes about his business serving and shakes the snake into the fire so it can no longer harm anyone else. No harm comes to himself. And so Pat's written a song about this some years ago. We won't talk about how many. So if you'll listen to the words of this song as Pat plays for us, whenever you're ready.
I think in your Bible now it says the island of Malta, but in the olden times it was called Melita, and that's what I used in this song. And like Arby said, it so impressed me, Paul's faith. I mean, if a viper attached to one of us, would we just shake it off, you know? And the Lord just spoke to me when Lois was preaching. This is back when we were meeting in the Seventh-day Adventist building. And I went back and listened to her tape of that message, and she did not say what I heard. But I literally heard the word shake, 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 shake it off. And there are so many things that come our way. And if we allow fear to enter and take hold, and if we nurture that, and if we nourish that, we will die in some way. But if we stand in faith and shake it off, and even if it gets worse, and one part of the song talks about, though it got still worse, that doesn't mean God is not busy. We just don't see yet the total fulfillment of his promise. So be blessed. Let this minister to you and shake the things off that come to attach to your life that are not of God. Gotta take my gloves off. To the island of Melita, Paul did swear. All on board were safe, just as God promised him. Through the storm, shipwreck, and the fire that released the venomous snake, God was on the sea, he was there to intervene. For his faithful and obedient child, just shake, 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 shake off that snake. Shake, 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 shake off that snake. Shake it off into the fire. On God's promises rely. Claim his word, stand still. He's perfecting his kingdom in you. When the enemy strikes, inflicting great pain, be it sickness, loss, loneliness, or fear, take the antidote needed the most. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost neutralize that bite through God's power and his might. As you watch God stop the devil's plan, though the enemy expected you to die, lift God's banner of praise, waving it on high. Trust God's word, lift up his name. On your knees, God's favor claim. Though it gets still worse, God is greater than the curse. Rise, see the salvation of the Lord. Just shake, 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 shake off that snake. Shake, 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 shake the snake. Shake it off into the fire of God's promises rely. Claim his word, stand still. He's perfecting his kingdom in you. So my friend, what has attached itself to you? Habits, heartaches, pain, unforgiveness too. Break their hold in Jesus' name. Shake them off your freedom claim. Walk in liberty. Jesus died to set you free. Conquering sin, go now his love proclaim. Yes, shake, 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 shake off that stain. Shake, 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 shake off that stain. Shake it off into the fire of God's promises. Claim his word. Stand still. He's perfecting his kingdom in you.
Right. Thank you, Pat. So how many of us need to practice shaking off that snake? And what is that snake in your life? A thing that would bite you, that would paralyze you, that would freeze you from moving ahead, that would freeze you from getting out of your comfort zone to do something new. If you think about Paul in this situation, he's just been made a prisoner, which how many of us, that would instill some fear. And then he's put on a boat and the ship is wrecked at sea. So he's now a shipwrecked prisoner. How many of us would that instill some fear? And then they go ashore and they're trying to build a fire to stay warm and survive, and he's bitten by a viper. How many of us would that instill some fear?